Direct from Springfield, Missouri, Roscoe.
How about it?
What's going on?
We're headed towards Springfield.
Oh, you're not in Springfield right now?
No, we're outside of Humansville.
Uh-oh.
On the road, the lonely road from KC to Springdale.
So, winter in the heartlands.
Oh, man, yeah, I think we brought on some sort of national attention last night to Joey's gig by having the most snowfall in the nation in Kansas City.
Really? So, tell the folks what you're doing down there.
Well, I'm down here jamming with Joey Skidmore, and we're on the big release of his new LP, Welcome to Humansville, featuring the cut Butt Steak.
As heard on the Hound? Sure.
As heard on the Hound. And
well, you're not actually jamming. This is a paid gig.
It's true. Trip to Springfield.
It's different.
Yeah, and he's having a record release party. It's too bad there's not any Hound listeners going to be there, because Joey's got quite the promotion going this evening, including free beer from 7 to 9. Joey really knows how to get it going. You know, he's got a psychedelic light show and everything.
Wow.
We got a wild man named Clarence who's running it.
Beautiful. Hey, I got a joke for you, Roscoe.
Let's hear it.
What if female backup singers do first thing in the morning?
I don't know.
Get dressed and go home.
I like it.
I got another one for you.
Are you out there by yourself?
No, Den and Sally are here. They just came running in when the vibe music went on.
Uh-huh.
I got another joke for you.
Let's have it.
What's the last thing a drummer says before he gets fired?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, I got a song.
It's a good one. Remember, folks, when you see it in, like, Musician Magazine 3 months from now, remember that you heard it here first.
It's true, but I heard it from Eddie yesterday, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, so it's sort of a kickback.
Right.
For the ones he swiped.
Previewing Eddie G's jokes.
There you go. That's a good one. A scoop, as it were. So what else? Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to go see the Super Bowl tomorrow in Springfield. That should be, you know, the Super Bowl usually stinks, but I don't know, it should be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Post-gig football frenzy.
Yeah, and there's actually a post-Super Bowl gig.
Oh, you have three gigs.
No, this is another gig for one of Rongo's bands. Rongo was jamming last night, too.
Mm.
Rongo's our designated driver.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I hear him back there.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a gas stop kind of vibe party we're having here at Casey's General Store.
Is it cold? Are you outside or inside?
No, we're inside.
Oh, good.
There's other people outside freezing.
Wow.
We can see them. Let's see. Well, this is a high-energy vibe report. ZZ Top this week. I think I'm going to somehow manage to scam into that one.
Oh, right, at Madison Square Garden.
At the Garden.
What night is that, Tuesday?
Monday and Tuesday. I think I'm going to try to go Tuesday.
Mm.
Monday, I'll just get back a little too late.
Well, Jer was headed up to see Albert Collins, I think, tonight, because he was sure that ZZ Top were going to play with him.
Oh, they're going to be there to jam, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what a band always wants, a weekend off in New York.
Mm.
It's a nice place to go for, like, strange, reclusive millionaires. Well, I don't know. I guess that's the vibe report. Wonderly said hi.
Hey, Jim Wonderly. What happened to you?
What happened to him?
No, I mean, where's he been? Somebody we haven't heard from in a long time.
Oh, you know, he's just been kind of immersed in his little... He's got a small studio and blah, blah, blah. But he's been playing with his other band called It's Alive a lot recently. This is a whole Springfield sound report, I guess. I should be able to... I'm going to see Lou. I should be able to get back with the new skeleton stuff on tape if I can get in there to swipe it. So, I don't know. I guess that's the vibe report.
Well, sounds like a good one.
Where's Bruce?
Bruce is... He packed his headband and his Joan Baez cassettes, and he's in the peace protest in Washington, D.C.
You're kidding me.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Uh, still go to great lengths to find girls, huh? All the way to D.C.
No, ever since Hound told him they were drafting up to age 31.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was telling him he can get drafted, so.
Well, I think he's probably into the peace and love aspect. There's something about the protest that really gets people going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think the blankets and everything.
Shall we all sing We Shall Overcome?
I think so, if it will get you to the desired goal. Well, I'm out of here.
Okay, Roscoe, aloha.
Aloha, see you this week.
There's Roscoe. He was flown down to Springfield, Missouri to play on the release party for Joey Skidmore of Butt Steak fame.
You know.